Hi, I'm Mike Webb, and welcome to the ProPublica podcast. Earlier this year, we began looking at how the Federal Communications Commission might require TV broadcasters to make political ad buy information more accessible. Stations already had public files that people could obtain, but only by visiting the station in person. So we created a project called Free the Files, where we asked people to go to the stations and share the ad buy info with us. Many people did, and it worked out well. But considering that we're living in the information age, the FCC decided it was time for TV stations to catch up and post the information online. So now that the data is on the web, we're rebooting the Free the Files project to once again enlist people to help us pull even more useful information about these political advertisements. Joining us on the podcast are ProPublica Senior Engagement Editor Amanda Zamora and reporter Justin Elliott. They're going to tell us why we relaunched the project and how you can help. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks.
Good to be here.
All right, Amanda, why don't you explain what the new and improved Free the Files is?
Sure. Well, earlier this year, we, as you said, were asking some of our readers to help us get a better understanding of who's spending what in these campaigns, and people were sort of having to go to their local television stations to get copies of these documents. Now we have more and better access to these documents from the FCC, but they're still not that easy to navigate, as my colleague Justin Elliott can surely attest. You go to the FCC website, you have to know the call sign of the station or the channel number or the facility ID number. Surely most of us don't know that. And so what we've done is created an app with the help of our news apps team to create a database of these documents in 33 swing markets around the country.
Okay, and once those are posted, what happens?
Well, right now they're still not that easy to search in the sense that what we really care about is who's making these buys, who's buying political ads, and where are they buying them. So when you first come to this app, you're at least going to be able to start seeing documents by market. So you could go to Cincinnati or Salt Lake City, Charlotte. You could start to kind of hone in on which markets you're most interested in and find documents from those markets. And then the next big step that we're asking our readers to help us with is to annotate these documents with key information about who is making the ad buy, how much the ad buy was for, and the agency that's contracting that ad buy. So eventually, we're going to start to map dollar amounts to these markets, and you'll be able to get a better sense of who's making these buys, whether it's Obama for America or a super PAC or a group maybe that we've never even heard of.
Justin, you recently reported on a connection between a dark money group and Josh Mandel, the opponent who is trying to defeat Sherrod Brown in Ohio. How did you find that connection?
Right. So this story was an example of one kind of information that the TV station Political File can tell us. So this is the Ohio Senate race, Sherrod Brown, the incumbent Democrat, against the Republican challenger Josh Mandel. The race is attracting the most outside money of any other Senate race in the country. And I noticed while going through some of the files that are now up on the FCC's website that there's this group called the Government Integrity Fund that was running ads in the race. The other groups running ads in the race were, for example, Crossroads GPS, which is sort of one of the big conservative groups based around Washington. But this Government Integrity Fund was based in Ohio. And it turned out that there was very little information known about them. They are a 501c4 nonprofit, so we don't know who their donors are. We don't know who's putting up the money. They had spent about $1 million on ads in the race supporting Josh Mandel. They hadn't been very public and transparent about who was even running the group. So one of the types of files that you can find now on the FCC website is a sponsorship ID form for a group that is buying ads. And so using the information I found on the Government Integrity Fund sponsorship ID form, I was able to figure out that the person running the group was a lobbyist in Columbus, and the lobbyist also employed a former aide to Josh Mandel, who then I did some follow-up reporting, and it ultimately came out that this aide to Josh Mandel was involved with running this group. So, you know, there's nothing illegal about that, but it's an interesting story that you have a guy who until recently worked for Josh Mandel now leaving Josh Mandel's office. He's the state treasurer and now running this group that's sort of helping him from the outside, at least officially in the campaign.
And do you think by doing this project, we'll be able to get more leads like that that will help people sort of connect the dots?
Yeah, it's definitely possible. And other outlets have done similar stories. WNYC did a story using the same type of information, looking at a group called, I believe, the Committee to Save Our Children, which was running ads in support of Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, and against teachers' unions. Also didn't even want to talk about who was running the group. Unfortunately, we still don't know who's putting up the money for any of these groups, but the files can help shed light on who's running it if they're not talking about that. So I think there's a very good chance that we'll find more examples of this as we get up towards the election.
Okay. And Amanda, the FCC requires the top 50 markets to share this information. Are we going after all 50 markets?
No, we are certainly not as interested in markets like New York or LA or Dallas, where things are considered to be more of a lock. We're really trying to focus in on swing markets or markets where there will be more highly contested Senate races or even in the presidential campaign. Ohio is a big one for us. We're sort of factoring in how swingy the market is. And actually, one cool thing about the app is that you can go in and pick a specific market, or you can just click a button that says, find me a file. And we will prioritize the files based on sort of how contested the market is.
And people don't have to have any specialized knowledge.
Not at all. We have sort of tried to really simplify it to kind of focus on four basic points. And there's some primer FAQ material to help people find their way. And actually, we also have a Facebook group that people can plug into if you search for Free the Files on Facebook, where myself and Justin and Al Shaw and Jeremy Merrill, who are the developers on the project, will all sort of be listening in. So as people have questions or are looking for help in interpreting the documents or just want to kind of make note of the things that they're finding in the documents, that'll be a place for us to all listen in and help chart our progress.
Okay. And Justin, some of these groups already have to file their electioneering expenses with the Federal Election Commission. So wouldn't some of this spending show up there?
Some of it does show up there, but the Federal Election Commission rules are a real patchwork, and it doesn't capture all spending by federal groups for a few reasons. Sometimes the groups just flout the rules. There's a 60-day window outside of which they don't have to report certain types of ads to the Federal Election Commission. But anytime there's a political ad run on a television station, it will show up on the TV station files that we now have access to, at least in these top 50 markets. So, I mean, in the broadest sense, what we're really talking about here is all of the tens of millions of dollars that the campaigns and candidates are raising and the outside groups are raising, a good half of that is going to TV ads. I mean, that's sort of the rule of thumb. And what these television station files show us is exactly how that's being spent, where it's being spent, et cetera. So, and we don't get all of that right now from the FEC information.
Okay. And ultimately, what do we hope to accomplish with this project?
I think generally it's definitely about increasing transparency around political spending in the election and really getting a better sense for where these outside groups are spending and who they are. Justin can kind of speak to the reporting. There's reporting involved, obviously, in figuring out who's behind these groups because they don't have to disclose their donors. And so getting sort of having a first indication even that these groups exist is a really big step for us. So as much as our readers can kind of help participate in that process and really trying to kind of track these groups and where they're spending, we're really just hoping to kind of increase transparency around that.
And it's not just for our readers. Other reporters can help and join in this.
Right. I mean, yeah, I would just mention that we've been focusing on federal election spending, but these files actually don't discriminate between federal, state, and local. So they capture all outside and campaign spending by basically anyone who's running a political ad. So there's already been some really good work done by local and state media outlets on these files. And people have done both political stories. Like, just a quick example, there was a story in the Stanford Advocate in Connecticut this week where they were noting that in the Senate race, the Republican candidate had bought their ads early in the season and had paid about $40 a spot. The Democrat had waited, the prices had gone up, and was paying $900 a spot for the same ad. So, I mean, that's just a really interesting political story. There's also evidence in some states, there's been some work done this in Michigan, that state campaigns aren't following the state campaign finance laws and aren't reporting all their spending, but the spending does show up in these TV station files. So, I mean, to some extent, we don't know what we're going to find until people around the country really dig into this, but there's definitely a lot of good stories here.
All right. Well, Justin, Amanda, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having
us. Thanks.
That was Amanda Zamora and Justin Elliott. If you would like to help us, go to projects.propublica.org/freethefiles, and you can help us pull all the information we need. And if you'd like more information on 501c4s or dark money groups, come to a free public discussion in New York City on Tuesday, October 9th at 6:30 p.m. at the Tenement Museum. Our Kim Barker will be on a panel discussing these groups and the ways they get around the campaign finance laws. If you can't attend in person, watch online at ustream.tv. And now for our official Say the Darndest Things Tumblr quote of the week. I have a wife with a traveling job, so I'm home alone a lot. Who said it? Former President Bill Clinton, explaining how he was able to organize his thoughts for his speech at the Democratic Convention. And just as a reminder, you can access this podcast through iTunes, the ProPublica mobile app, and on Stitcher, where you can listen anytime and anywhere you want. That does it for this week's show. Thanks to Minhee Cho for producing, and to you, as always, for listening. For ProPublica, I'm Mike Webb. We'll catch you next time.